GAA program is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Club Championships.
Fáilte Rash, Gaji Tarkum and Lucas Lina, shocked on the show, and a special welcome here to St. Davok's GAA Club in Ahiarn. We're here tonight, of course, Tyrone facing Dublin on Sunday in the All-Ireland final, and let's have another big cheer for Tyrone. They certainly haven't gone to sleep. We're into the second part of the programme, and well, I'm delighted to see I'm joined by three fine gentlemen from Ahiarn here. Owen Devine, an All-Ireland under 21 winner with Tyrone in 2001. Sean Byrne, the club chairman, and Tommy Moss, the general dog's body, I think, at this stage. He's probably done every position in the club, and we owe Tommy a lot, actually, for putting this show together tonight. So a big welcome for Tommy Moss, Sean Byrne, and Owen Devine. Sean, obviously, great excitement, great championship fever, All-Ireland fever here. And obviously, it's great to, for the club and special for the club that you have two men in the squad, Ronan McNamee and Ronan McHugh.
It is, Tom. It's a privilege for myself as club chairman in this year to have our two lads play in the Tyrone senior team. Throughout the years, they've been exemplary young fellas coming through the club. Their dedication and what they give to the club is second to none, and we're very, very proud of them, and the parish, we're really proud of them.
And as we heard John Lynch on there, obviously Kieran McGarvey was here in 86, so a good tradition as well.
Certainly a good tradition. I'm fortunate enough to remember the times the Tyrone got to the All-Ireland final from 86 onwards, and it was, you know, you think back and I know coming into playing my own football as a young fella, I looked up to all them lads, and it's no different now. The young people in the parish look up to Ronan McNamee. They look up to Ronan McHugh. That's who they want to be. That's who they want to be now.
And of course, you had Martin Penrose here in 2005 and 2008 as well.
That's right.
Keeping that great tradition going, and I know he's here with Conor Gormley tonight, and Conor got a good warm welcome. I'm sure it's probably one of the best welcomes he's got here in a long time. And tell me, Tommy, obviously very special for you as well and for the club, but really looking forward to it. And I suppose we mentioned the great tradition here you have in the club, and I suppose what the club, 56, 62 years old, is it?
Yeah, 1956.
Yeah.
The man I probably left out was a man who sent his apologies tonight was Shane Swinney, very vital member of one of them teams as well.
Yeah.
But we've had a good tradition right through from I can remember. I mean, I remember Brendan Dolan. At probably maybe when he was finished, you know, at that stage before he tragically was killed. Then you go on ahead right through. I mean, probably two of the earliest men was Brian Moss and Martin Devine, 1970, after Brendan won the Hogan Cup and he won the Ireland Junior in the 60s. And then Martin Devine, Brian Moss, won a vocational, 1970. Actually, probably Martin's own father. That's probably the only father and son combination in this parish to have an All-Ireland medal each.
Yeah,
I would think.
I think that deserves a round of applause.
Then when you come on through to the 90s, you had the like of Kevin Lynch, God have mercy on him, Kevin's passed away. Kevin Lynch, Paddy McManaman. Then you had Owen and Paul Byrne. Actually, Paul Byrne and that team, Aidan Skelton, Kieran McGarvey's. He played there, probably somewhere out here, but the boys, you know, generally Michael Anderson, Owen Devine, Martin Penrose, Shane Swinney, they were coming onto the team, and Ahiarn got strong with these youth teams. You know, then you had boys coming through then, like, you know, from a different age again then. You know, when them boys come into the senior team at the end of the 90s, we were very successful, you know, because we had that youth, the vibrant thing, and the county experience and all. Right through then to when you get Ronan and Ronan McHugh. And I mean, to me, it just keeps going in the club, and I hope so. And at the minute, we have Kieran Lynchy, was played on the 21s there. Benny Gallen has been minor on 21. Benny's down there tonight. He'd probably speak better for himself because he usually isn't right but to say. you know, with us, this is going on and coming through, and it's great. You know, even the development squads at the minute, I'll probably get this wrong, but Ethan McHugh's one, aren't we? I know I hope I'm not leaving anybody out, but he's coming through in the development squad now as well. Shea Gallagher, that's the only one I'm thinking on. I couldn't think it was.
There's always somebody, isn't there?
Yeah, but you know, we have that coming through. It looks good for the club. And then when you have Ronan McHugh and Ronan McNamee to look up to on an Ireland day. Yeah. I mean, I mind McGarvey. Like, it was just, I see, it was buzzing like with Paul Byrne when they were there.
Yeah. And tell me, just for, remember, we're on Highland Radio tonight, and we're going out all over Donegal and Tyrone and Derry and other places far afield. People listen to us all over the world on the internet as well. Just remind us where geographically in Tyrone Iarn is.
We're down in the north of Tyrone, and the very as far as you can go on the border was Donegal. And by the way, I hear you referring to yourself as Donegal man. As far as I've been aware tonight, you're a Roscommon man. But obviously, because Tyrone, what Tyrone did, you didn't want to admit it. That's okay. But Donegal, we're border Donegal right round here.
Yeah.
You know, the whole way round. So that's why there's such a healthy rivalry between us and Donegal.
Yeah. Owen Devine, obviously a young man, won in All-Ireland. Tell us about that in 2001.
I don't know about the young part, Tom. I definitely don't feel it at the minute.
I hope you were under 21 when you won it, anyway.
Can't give nothing away. Looking back, 2001, it was a blink of an eye, but very, very privileged to be even a part of the panel, to be honest. You know, we were just out of, Tommy had mentioned the likes of Michael Anderson and Shane Sweeney as well, and we were just out of the minors, and we idolised the likes of Connor, who's sitting here now, big Paddy McConnell, Cormac McGinnallan, God rest him, and then McGinley and all those boys. And we thought, you know, they were kind of superhumans. And to get on the panel along with them lads...
Are they not?
Well, they are after three All-Irelands, for sure. But what struck us most was, as people, how, you know, they took us in, welcomed us in, and no airs and graces, you know, real sound lads, and the dedication that they had to the game. It was no surprise to us that went on, and, you know, they obviously had the talent and the determination to go with it, and no surprise to us, they were so successful at senior level. So, looking back, as I say, it was a very, very privileged time. And Tommy had mentioned as well, the club was going really, really well. And with Marty coming behind us and other young lads, and it was great times. We probably didn't appreciate the time. You think this is going to keep going on forever, but unfortunately.
And tell me, Owen, what do you make of the current Tyrone team?
Well, we're an All Ireland final for a reason, and probably from a player's perspective, just talking to us earlier on, but to Conor and Marty, probably a great way to be. Most people outside of Tyrone are thinking, oh, the Dubs are unbeatable, they're going to do this, they're going to get the five in a row, never mind the four in a row. But us Tyrone folk have shown in the past that when we get to Croke Park All Ireland final day, that we'll give anybody a game, and we're quietly confident.
Mm-hmm. Where do you see it, Tommy? Where do you see it go on Sunday? You know, Owen obviously is quietly confident. Acknowledges that Dublin are good, but...
Yeah, I acknowledge Dublin's good, but we went to Dublin before. Kerry were good. We weren't given a hope in 2003. I mean, Kerry should have been walking away with it. Tyrone turned the tables. Anytime Tyrone goes to Dublin as an underdog, I think Tyrone will always give a good account of themselves. And I can't see any reason why on Sunday... We have some class players. I mean, we have some players who are as good as anything in Ireland. You know, regardless of the story about Dublin team and Tyrone players are so far away, Tyrone or not, Tyrone players, go through the players, we can match Dublin everywhere. And I can't see no reason why we can't compete with Dublin Sunday.
Hmm. So we'll have a big party here next Wednesday night.
Yeah, you come up, Tom, we'll have a party.
And Sean Owen, yeah?
I suppose just the thing I wanted to mention as well, back then we were very lucky to, you mentioned earlier on, you spoke to Willie John was the team sponsor, and every silverware that Tyrone would have won underage or a senior, the first port of call when it came into Tyrone was back to the J Centre, and you know, they're great times and we all have fond memories, and we owe a lot to Willie John for that.
Okay, big round for Willie John. So what's it like for the club? All the tickets given out, are plenty of tickets. John Lynch was telling me that they're giving tickets back in Castlederg. I don't know if that's true or not.
We didn't give any back at any time. We had more to get today, and we gave them all out last night, and I think we have everybody satisfied, but there'll always be somebody, you know, that we may have missed, but we've done our best, and
No, great demand now.
And is there a big crowd going from the club on Sunday? Is
it? We had about 230 tickets given out last night there, so I mean it's a good turnout.
And I'm sure there'll be a few more as well than that.
Certainly, yeah.
It'll be the last man out on Sunday morning putting out the light, will it?
We hope so, anyway, Tom, we hope so.
And there mightn't be a cow milked here on Monday, will there?
I can't see it now, I can't see it. Could be a late night on Sunday night.
That's Seamus Byrne, chairman of Ahearn J Club. With him here on stage with me is Tommy Moss and Owen Devine. Give them a big round of applause because... We have three very important men to talk to now in the next couple of moments, or two very important men to talk to in the next couple of moments. We're with you until 8:30 or 9:30 tonight, an extended edition of the GA programme. And, well, our thanks to P.O. McCann, of course, for allowing us the extra time, though I'm sure P.O. is back in the studio enjoying this programme as, you all know, a true Tyrone man. I know he may be from Dromore, which is kind of an opposition club, but certainly he's looking forward to that final as well. So Martin Penrose and Conor Gormley will be joining us shortly, but we may talk to a few people as well along before we do that, because Tyrone Ladies, of course, are also going well, and they're in an All-Ireland Intermediate final. Is it 2 weeks' time, I think? I'm not quite sure. We'll check with Caroline McHugh here. Caroline is here from the Ahearn Club. Caroline, first of all, obviously all the attention and all the excitement and all the focus is on the men footballers at the moment, but the ladies are going along quite nicely too.
Yeah, that's right. Men are always first as usual, but I think the girls will be able to stand up and fight as well in Croke Park.
Yeah, and again, the more than the Mickey Hart senior team, a couple of ladies from Ahearn on the team as well.
That's right. We have two girls representing us, Aveen McHugh and Sasha Byrne.
They're playing Meath, isn't it? Meath in the final. So obviously looking forward. That's when?
The 16th of September.
So it'll be back to Croke Park again.
It'll be back to Croke Park for everybody again, hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully we'll be able to get 200 odd tickets again, maybe. Yeah.
And tell me about the club here, the ladies' club here.
Yeah, the ladies' club's going well here. Like I say, the likes of Aveen and Sasha, they've come up through the ranks with a pretty good group of girls, strong. A lot more of them have played up through the club, you know, minors, and now these girls have got on to the senior team, and it's a great privilege to have them, two good role models for the club.
Yeah. And of course you've produced players in the past as well at the ladies team. You played yourself at the county for a while, didn't you?
No, I didn't reach county. No. I was a late starter. Yeah. I played in the first team in the club. We'll be going 25 years next year. So
but you must have been very wee then, were you?
Oh, I was awfully wee. No clues. I never was able to play minor, so there you go. It's never too late to start, is it?
Yeah. So obviously, I'm sure the ladies are looking forward to next Sunday as well.
Oh, definitely, yeah. We'll be cheering our girls on, yeah.
And what about next Sunday? You're not going to cheer the men?
Oh, we will, yeah. We'll cheer them on. We always do.
Have you any thoughts on the game? You know, Tommy Moss is getting very excited there.
Tommy always gets excited. But definitely, yeah. No. I think Tyrone will give it a good go, yeah.
Look, that's Caroline McHugh here from the St. Davos GA ladies team. Tommy mentioned a man earlier, Brian Moss. Brian is here, one of the first men from the club to win an All-Ireland medal. Was it an All-Ireland vocational?
That's right. 1970.
You must have been in the short trousers then too.
Had very short ones that time. Yeah.
Tell me about it.
I don't remember much about it, for it's that long ago. More than 40 years now, I think.
Who did you play in the final?
Dublin.
Right. Mm. And you beat them?
By a point. Same as next Sunday.
And remind us who was on that team from Tyrone.
My memory's not that good, hey? Yeah. The club man here, along with his Devine. Yeah. Martin Devine was along with me. Yeah. There were a whole lot of other players on the team. Yeah.
There must have been 13 more at least. I mean. Tell me, looking ahead to next Sunday, what do you think? Dublin the raging hot favourites?
I know they're hot favourites, but we're going to win by 4 points, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. How do you make that out?
Oh, we have no problem. We're going up, we have nothing to lose. No pressure on us. We have three All-Irelands, so we don't need, no pressure on us. Yeah.
What do you make of Ronan McNamee? Very proud of him.
Oh, very proud of him.
And Ronan McNamee.
Everybody from that here and played on the teams.
Are you going up?
meant to go up on Saturday instead of Monday. I think.
Home Monday night with the cup.
What?
Be home Monday night with the cup.
Well, we'll be on the Achenesloy at 3 o'clock on Monday evening with her. Yeah. Hopefully.
And tell me, obviously you were there in 2003, 2005.
Yep. I really gave him a go to him there.
Yeah. Mm. So, how big was 2003?
Very big, but 2005 and 2008 was very big too now, a bit in the carries yeah. teams.
You really felt you were all Ireland champion?
That's right, when you beat teams like that.
That's Brian Moss. A big round of applause for Brian Moss, of course. Brian Moss, along with Martin Devine, members of the first, from Ed's St. Davos here, the first Tyrone team to win an All-Ireland. That was an All-Ireland vocational school final. And I'm delighted to say now, I'm really privileged and really genuinely honoured to be joined by two men on stage here now. I was just counting up between them. They have 7 Ulster titles, 5 All-Irelands and 3 All-Stars. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Conor Gormley and Martin Penrose. A big round of applause. May I say, first of all, looking at the two of them, if Mickey Hart happens to run into any problems on Sunday, I'm sure he could still give them a shout because they're looking in quite good condition. Conor, first of all, I suppose you got a very warm welcome when you arrived here. I'm sure you don't always get that.
No, definitely not. Remember a few tough battles down here, definitely. Not easy coming away with the points out of this place, definitely not.
Tell me, this is something that you and Martin would have missed, the build-up, you know, to the All-Irelands. You know, you were in 3-1-3, something you would have missed, you know, because you don't be out the week before gallivanting until late at night or whatever.
Though I'd still rather be playing, though. I'd still rather be, love to be talking on Sunday, getting a crack at the dubs, especially this team is going for 4 in a row. You'd love to be involved and getting togged out and the build-up. Suppose you didn't really mind it, really. You're that focused. Didn't really mind missing up on the build-up or the chat shows and stuff like that, or the media and all that. But you're just that focused and determined on the job at hand come the Sunday. And I think the boys are the same. I've sort of been chatting to a few of them over the summer there during the summer camps, and I've been a few of them out coaching. And as Liam said there, they're focused and relaxed and chilled out, and they're really looking forward to the challenges ahead of them.
Yeah. You've good memories of Dublin, haven't you? Would you, by and large?
Aye, not too bad. Not too bad. Good. An odd, good, tasty battle of them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe one. Yeah, you had a couple of good successes against them in Croke Park, hadn't you?
Bad, sort of the mid-noughties there, yeah. We've done fairly good, like a couple of brilliant performances, actually, and a couple of great results. Maybe later on then, sort of, it was 10-11 that turned us over, like, so a bit disappointing there. But some of them games against the Dubs are some of the best games you'll ever be involved in. The crowd, the atmosphere, just what the Dubs bring is someone special, and I imagine Sunday is going to be someone special again, you know, the atmosphere that.
But it was a special
play in
Kerry too, wasn't it?
It probably was. I suppose Kerry and Armagh were our biggest rivals around the mid-noughties, and it was just they were amazing games. Like that semi-final against Armagh was the most intense game that I've played in all my life. That one Peter Cannon scored the last point. It was just
was
amazing.
Was that the final?
No,
a
semi-final,
yeah.
Against Armagh in 05, and the previous one before that, lost the finals in Croke Park and all that, and after replay. But that semi-final game was the most intense game I've played in all my life, and for Peter and him and Muggsy, the wee bit of banter for that free kick, remember? And for Peter to step up in that game just to do that was so just unbelievable what he'd done, and it just showed the calibre of the man he was, and just were great days to be involved in.
That save you made in 2003, was it from against Stephen McDonald, was a big moment, wasn't it?
I suppose. it was right place at the right time, and so was the way it happened maybe at the end of the game, but boys put their body in the line all year and done different things, and suppose just the way it happened the last few minutes, and Stephen McDonald the last or the most dangerous forward that year, player of the year and all that, so just were lucky, and suppose someone that will I'll always remember and go down and suppose maybe history or whatever, but just
it could have been so different, because if he had scored
had hit the net, could have been different story, like in game over, but you just do what you have to do, I suppose, on any given day, and was thankfully just lucky to be involved on such a good occasion thrown on their first in Ireland.
Martin Penrose, the local lad, back tonight, and obviously looking forward to the final. Tell me, what's this week like for a player playing in an All-Ireland final? You played in 2005 and 2008, wasn't it?
Well, I suppose start off, your head probably wrecked people looking tickets off you. Sure is. But as I say, hey, it's... I suppose it's as you've been a young lad, you look up to, the, I suppose, the past players playing Northern final days, and, you know, you have that chance to play in it. And I remember the Thursday before the Northern in 2008, I remember Mickey coming over, because I was in for the Wexford game beforehand in the semi-final, and you were thinking, right, is this going to be good news or bad news? And Mickey says, right, Marty, we're going to start you on Sunday, but we're not going to release it to the press or the programmes, so you have to keep it a secret. So that was a big secret, keeping it from Thursday to the Sunday. So it was.
Did you keep it?
I kept it, yes.
From
apart
everybody.
From my father. I told my father.
Yeah.
So it did, but...
Did he keep it?
I don't know. Well, I had to tell somebody, so it did, so...
I can imagine, you know? I can imagine. And what was that moment like? That moment like when he told you you're going to be playing in the final?
I had to ask him, are you for serious? I had to ask him to tell me again, but, you know, I suppose it's one of those things. 2008, you trained all year, and I suppose the bunch of players came through that year. Everybody was pushing everybody on, and when you got your chance, you had to take it. And thankfully, the Wexford game, you know, was one of my better games, and it paid off for me to start the All-Ireland final in 2008.
Yeah. And obviously, that was your second, wasn't it?
That was the second, yes. 2005 was my first year. I suppose everything was new. As Owen says, we all looked up to these boys in 2003. Me and Shane Sweeney, we travelled up together, so we did. And I suppose Connor, referring back to the semi-final against Armagh, just Shane Sweeney came on that day and I got the equalising point. You know, and I suppose it was a special moment for the club here too, because even it was, you know, it was that tense of a game. We didn't know who scored it, and then we found out it was Shane Sweeney. You know, it was a proud moment, you know, and I'm sure Shane, he would have loved to have been here tonight, been talking about it, but, you know, just, it was good for him to get the
looking ahead
point.
To Sunday, boys, we're going to wrap up shortly. Looking ahead to Sunday, Martin, how do you see it go? How do you, Dublin are favourites, how do you see it go? I know what your heart says, what does your head genuinely say? Tell us how you see the game going.
Well, you have to respect this Dublin side. You know, there's boys in this Dublin side that haven't lost a championship game, it's, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years. And as I say, the belief Mickey's going to install into these boys for the weekend, it's going to be second to none. And as I say, the records is there to be beat. You know, the last 03, 05, 08, thrown one in as underdogs, and it's the same again this Sunday. So, you know, the record's there to be beat. And I do think if thrown do push up from the start and go at them, I think we'll turn them over.
Hmm. Connor, how do you see it?
I think Throne's going to win. You have to be positive, I think. You have to believe. As Liam's probably said, I'm stealing Liam's lines all the time, but not going down to make up the numbers. Like, you're going down to win the game, and you, definitely the belief's going
to
be massive.
Are Dublin as good as they're cracked up to be?
They've proved it. They are. Like, they are one of the greatest teams that's played. Definitely, you know, they've gone for four in a row, and it's a massive challenge for this Throne team. You know, some excellent players, some of the best players that have played the game either, but the matchup's going to be key on Sunday. You know, who picks up certain key players, like Kieran Kilkenny, who's going to pick him up, or Brian Fenton, who's going to pick him up. You know, the matchup is going to be massive in this game, like, you know, compared maybe to previous games or other games. If we can curtail their influence, it's going to be a big boost for Tyrone. Like, so maybe Pádraig Campshie has been detailed to more previous players like McManus and Mickey Murphy and done fairly well in them, so he could do a job on Kilkenny. With Colm Kavanagh dropping back as playing a sweeper, leaving maybe Brian Fenton free, who picks him up or who takes him?
Fenton's a big player for the
Fenton's massive. Like, he cruises through games, I think, and he's just so effective, and he can hit a score. He just seems to be certainly the man that can really pick his moments to influence games, and he's just massive, massive at it. You have Jack McCaffrey tearing down the wing. You know, he's flying machine down there. So who's going to pick him? Aye, you've Brian Howard coming in as well. They're sort of maybe unknown this last year or two, and been really, really effective for them. Like, so, who details them to pick them up, go from man to man on them the whole time? To drop off, to let them come at them and then pick them up when they get into 65 or 45. So a lot of them things is going to be interesting to see how they play out. But if Throne can maybe get them matchup right and really start driving at Dublin, I think that's where it's going to be the key. You know, getting Petey and the boys like Adam Maddie and all these boys really driving and
how
pushing.
How do you feel Mickey will approach the game, Throne will approach the game? Will they go defensive? Will they go back into their shell, or will they go at them?
I could see the first sort of 20 minutes maybe being a wee bit cagey, maybe just matching each other out, seeing how it goes. playing sort of a blanket defence, if you want to say, on both teams, sort of mirroring each other with Colum sitting and Keane O'Sullivan sitting in that sort of pocket. And I see maybe open up maybe a wee bit more in the second half. And that's where I hope then maybe the likes of Lee Brennan's coming on and can really influence the game then. You know, I know Dublin have massive players to come in there, but I'd hope in the throwing subs and can really push on and make the impact like they did there, like they did against probably Donegal, I suppose. They were massive that day, so hopefully they can show again on Sunday.
Tell me, how big a loss to Dublin is Dermot Connolly? Because nobody's mentioning him, and if we go back to the last couple of All-Irelands, he was crucial at the end. Like, was it not last year, the year before against Mayo, he kicked a point late on, you know, that turned the game.
He's a massive, massive player. Like, you can, and he's put into Bernard Brogan that as well, being into the crucial end this year, just shows you the strength and depth they have.
But are they the kind of marquee forward that can turn a game like Muggsy could or Canavan could?
Big time. Like, they definitely are. They're the go-to men. Like, they can score at any time, any crucial time. Their scoring rate, as you've seen down through the years, has been massive, and they would bring an extra dimension. Again, you're going to have your maybe top defenders marking them again, so that's leaving some of the other, the Brian Fentons, the Kieran Kennys, free again. So most we're lucky that they're not available on Sunday, thankfully, so maybe less the pressure a wee bit, but massive players, and from a Tyrone point of view, that they're glad they're not there.
There's a general belief that Tyrone are going to have to score goals on Sunday. Would you concur with that? Would you? You're not going to win points alone.
No, definitely not. You're going to have to be touching maybe 20 points to win on Sunday with Dublin's conversion rate at the minute. They're massive high conversion rate every time they attack, so Tyrone have to take every opportunity that comes them. When you look at the semi-final, Galway missed a penalty, had a goal chance shortly after that, was massive. If they had took them, Dublin maybe in the back foot, going in at half time maybe further behind. So Tyrone, any chances they get, especially goal chances, they're going to have to take them. If they don't take them, it could be in bother.
Martin, back to you. Martin Penrose, we're coming up to the last couple of minutes. We're going to borrow another couple of minutes because we've got some music coming up for you to see out the night here in Ayrne. We're, of course, having an All-Ireland special in the St. Avox Club here, of course, looking forward to Sunday's All-Ireland final meeting of Tyrone and Dublin. Dublin going for four in a row. Martin, Dublin have breezed through Leinster. They've, with the exception of Tyrone, maybe Donegal to a lesser extent, they've had it quite easy in the championship. Would that be a worry if you were a Dublin supporter? Should that be a cause of concern? Would that mean that they're maybe not quite sure how good they are, or maybe it could lead them a little bit over cocky or overconfident? Or,
well, you know, suppose when you look at Dublin this last 4 or 5 years, you know, the big thing Jim Gavin brought in, what he tried to keep the players away from the press, so sort of the end of the noughties, the Dublin team was sort of falling short. They were listening maybe too much to the press and getting too much into the hype. But I suppose Jim Gavin's, you know, he's a shrewd man too. He's going to have them, you know, level-headed, not keep them away from the press and everything. But as I say, they're going for four in a row, and as you say, the hunger still can't be there as the first one. So it can't, but as I say, these bunch of Tyrone boys coming through now, the hunger's going to be there, and they're going to be really up against it.
Who's the men you're going to see turn it on Sunday? Who do you think, Conor? Who do you think? I know, obviously, we mentioned Petey, and we mentioned Matty Donnelly, and, you know, Petey Hart, and, you know, Colum Cavan is having a huge season, I think. He's probably... an all-star already.
I think so, guaranteed. I imagine if a wild surprise if he didn't get one, but I think them four boys are as key to Tyrone. You know, Petey, Matty, and I think Niall Sludden, I'll drop Niall Sludden in there. He maybe been quiet maybe this last game or two, but he can
really...
Would
that really be concerned
that he maybe... No, not really, no. I suppose he's been well marked, or well, as a key player, been well detailed by the opposition to keep him down or keep him quiet. But I would reckon them sort of couple of boys would... If Colum keep the thing tight at the back and organise the back, I'd be sort of looking at them men to really drive forward and cause Dublin problems higher up the pitch. You know, if they can really push Dublin back higher up the pitch, they could be on a winner.
And Mickey Hart, the master tactician... Is there a rabbit he can pull out of the hat anywhere?
That's hard to know. You wouldn't know, I suppose, when you look at previous Ireland finals, what he did with Peter maybe coming in and out. Had a change goalkeeper with John Devine and that, with Packy and stuff. So you never know. There's word maybe Conor McKenna's coming back from Australia and stuff like that. But it's hard
you
to know.
You don't believe that?
No, I don't believe that. No, I couldn't see it. But you never know. Hart, he's proven that he's a winner in Ireland finals. He hasn't lost in Ireland finals since 1997 in the minors. I think he's won six in a row, if I'm right. So he's a shrewd operator. He knows the crack. He's had a couple of weeks now, 3 weeks or so, to prepare for this Dublin team. They've played them in the the Super 8s, played them last year, so he knows what they're about. I think he's the man for the job, and I think he can do a job on them on Sunday.
That's the voice of Conor Gormley here, a three-time All-Ireland winner, a three-time All-Star, and well, I'm delighted he's in our company here tonight. We're also joined by Martin Penrose. That's about it. Before we hand over to our musicians for the night to bring us out, Charlie O'Donnell, Manus O'Donnell, Caroline Devine, and... Claire O'Donnell, my apologies, and Cormac Devine, my apologies to you. Before we hand over to them to play us out tonight, my thanks to Aidan Skelton, to John Lynch, to Sean Byrne, to Tommy Moss, to Martin Penrose, Conor Gormley, and everybody else who joined us. We're probably leaving somebody out. Certainly, everybody, all eyes will be on Croke Park on Sunday. We wish Tyrone the best of luck, and Anne Ward, or Anne McNamee as well. We also wish her especially well, obviously, because we're going to be rooting for Rona McNamee in a big way on Sunday because of his Donegal link. For me, Tom Cormack. Could we have one last, before we leave, could we have one last hooray for Tyrone?
Yeah!